The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. For the most part, this is going to be a President Biden-free hour. No, oh, I could spend the whole hour, but I'm not. I made a promise to you when Joe Biden was elected president. I told you I was not going to allow this program to become what most of the conservative talk shows will be for the next, but now 3.5 years. Every day you tune in, Joe Biden did this, it was bad. Change the dial, come back 20 minutes later. Joe Biden did this, and it was bad. Change the dial, come back an hour later. Joe Biden did this, said this, and it was really, really, really bad. Next day. Same thing. Next day, same thing. That happened during the Obama presidency. And I'll be honest with you. I love talk radio. I'm just kind of addicted to the news and talk radio and so forth. But when Barack Obama was president, I quit listening to most conservative talk radio. Because every day it was the same thing. Obama did this, it was bad. Obama did that, it was bad. Obama said this, it was bad. Obama went here, he shouldn't have gone there. Every day, day after day, you could tune out and tune back in 6 months later. And it was like you hit pause and then came back 6 months later and hit the play button. And I said, I'm not going to do that. Well, when Joe Biden was elected president, I realized that most of what he said and did, I would disagree with. But I'm not going to devote most of every day, every program to what he did wrong and criticize. I'm just not going to do that. When it's something that is eventful, that we should be aware of, I will do so. This whole disaster fiasco in Afghanistan has been very, very, very worthy of a lot of discussion. And it would have been terribly it would just be wrong if I completely ignored it. It just would be. But there are a lot of other things to talk about. So I would just say one other thing about President Biden, and then we're gonna move on to other things. I would just suggest, just for your curiosity, take a look at President Biden's daily schedule. Here's how you find it. Take any search engine, whether you use Google or Bing or whatever search engine you use on the internet, and just type in President Biden daily schedule. It'll pop right up. It's public. And then take a look at it and then ask this question. What does he do all day? Now, I've said this before. When Trump was president, and forgive me for constantly making the comparison between Trump and Biden, but when Trump was president, you would pull up his daily schedule And you'd shake your head and say, how does he do that? He's not a young man. He's in his 70s. How in the world does he attend all of these meetings, go to all these places? How in the world does a man of his age keep up this kind of schedule? When you pull up President Biden's schedule, you go, what does he do all day? Just for instance, today, I'm looking at it right now, just pulled it up. 9:30 a.m., the president receives the president's daily brief. Now, usually that's 8 o'clock. Why it's 9:30, I don't know, but that's pretty late in the day. 9:30, the president receives the president's daily brief. 10:30, the president and vice president meet with their national security team. 2:45, the president delivers remarks on ending the war in Afghanistan, which it was actually about 3:45. He was about an hour late. That's it. Three things on his schedule for the entire day. That's it. Now, I know he's doing things behind the scenes, okay? But there's nothing on the schedule. And take a look over the last, like, 2 weeks at his daily schedule. And you kind of scratch your head and go, what does he do all day? I'm just throwing that out there. Hey, this is an interesting story. All right? This is an interesting story. You may have seen something on social media, Facebook or Twitter or whatever, that Hurricane Ida was so powerful, so strong, that it actually reversed the flow of the Mississippi River. Now, all of you know that the Mississippi River starts way, way, way up north and travels all through the United States, through a whole bunch of states, and then it flows south and flows into the Gulf of Mexico. Everybody knows that. It flows south. Hurricane Ida was so powerful that at least a large section of the Mississippi River changed its flow from a southerly flow to a northerly flow. I'm looking at one of the many fact check sources, and here's a headline. Yes, Hurricane Ida temporarily reversed the flow of the Mississippi River. Powerful winds pushed the water inland and temporarily reversed the flow in a section of the river. Yeah. Ida, a Category 4 hurricane, had maximum sustained winds of about 150 miles an hour when it made landfall, according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm was so powerful that some people on social media said it caused the flow of the Mississippi River to reverse. And, of course, a whole lot of people were going, no, that didn't happen. That was just something. No, it really did. Quote, yes, Hurricane Ida temporarily reversed the flow of part of the Mississippi River for a few hours. The Mississippi River typically flows south into the Gulf of Mexico, and that flow is tracked by the U.S. Geological Survey river gauges. Stream flow, which is also known as discharge, measures how much water is flowing past a point at any given time, blah, 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 blah. One gauge south of New Orleans detected the flow of the river was negative, meaning the flow of the river actually reversed. It was first detected on the morning of August 29th, and then the story goes on. One of my listeners sent this to me. And it was he who made this observation, and I think it's brilliant. This was not a miracle. This was completely natural, a big hurricane. And it actually changed the flow of one of America's largest, strongest, most powerful rivers. Now, if nature can do something like that, you don't think God could part the Red Sea? If the flow of the Mississippi River could be completely reversed just through a completely natural event, you don't think that God could actually part the Red Sea and the children of Israel could go through the Red Sea on dry ground? I don't know what forces God used, but isn't it interesting how we can see the power of nature, but often people refuse to see the power of God? So, yes, the flow of the Mississippi River was reversed for several hours. I just found that really cool. Tell you what is not cool. The president of the Los Angeles Teachers Union. Oh, wait till you hear this when we come back.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I want to get into this story about the president of the Los Angeles Teachers Union. But before we get to that, here is another story out of Los Angeles. And this is breaking news. Most of you are familiar with John MacArthur, Grace Community Church out in Southern California, the Los Angeles area. And you're probably familiar with the battle that he had with Los Angeles County. Los Angeles County told John MacArthur and his church, shut down, close your services, cancel your services. You cannot have anybody in person because of COVID. John MacArthur met with the elders of his church, and they decided, we're going to be careful. We're going to be cautious. We're going to take precautions because of COVID, but we're not shutting down. We're going to have church. We obey God. We don't obey man. They tell us to pay taxes. Well, that's fine, but it is our divine privilege, right, and responsibility to meet together in worship. So they openly defied the Los Angeles County Health Department, the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, and the mayor of Los Angeles. They openly defied them. Well, Los Angeles County went to court. In fact, they went to court several times. One court ruled in favor of the county. One court ruled in favor of the church. And it went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Then you may remember that Los Angeles County suddenly canceled a lease on a parking lot that the church was using. Remember that? Just to punish them. They'd been using it for years and years and years. They leased it from the city, and the city said, nope, we're canceling the lease. You can't park cars there. And it was a campaign to punish MacArthur. Well, MacArthur and the church held firm. They held firm. Well, I am very happy to report that about an hour ago, Los Angeles County has approved an $800,000 settlement in the favor of John MacArthur's church, Grace Community Church, and all charges have been dropped. A complete, total win for John MacArthur and Grace Community Church. $800,000 to pay for legal fees, other fees, and as reward. Again, this is a court decision, and the city of Los Angeles, has agreed to pay $800,000 to Grace Community Church. The courts determined that the First Amendment right to assemble was violated by the city and the county. That is just really good news. John MacArthur is one of my heroes and has been for a long time. We've had him here twice for Two Pastors Breakfast. And, you know, we don't go golfing every weekend, but I did get an opportunity to get acquainted with him, sit down with him. And he is the real deal. And let me just tell you an anecdotal story, all right, real quick, because I don't have time to get into the L.A. Teachers Union president. We'll do that after the bottom of the hour break. Several years ago, we had a very, 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 very well-known American pastor scheduled for our pastor's breakfast. And back before COVID and all that stuff, WRFD hosted one of the largest pastor's breakfasts in America. Yeah, in America. And anyway, we had this very well-known preacher scheduled, and we got to about, if I remember, it was like 3 months before the actual breakfast, this guy canceled. He canceled. He canceled on us. And we got like 3 months before we are to sponsor one of the largest pastor's events in the country. And we're scrambling around thinking, who in the world, who in the world, who in the world could we get? Well, I don't remember how, but I got a hold of the telephone number for John MacArthur's personal assistant. And I called her. And I said, we're in panic mode here. And would Dr. MacArthur be willing to come? And hey, listen, when you're talking about these kind of these guys are scheduled 2-3 years in advance. And I'm not exaggerating. I said, we got 2.5-3 months. Do you think John MacArthur could work us into his schedule? And I'll never forget this. She said, this is the kind of stuff he loves. I said, what? She said, he hates to plan things 3 years in advance. He loves spur-of-the-moment things. He loves this kind of thing. I promise you, if there is any way in the world he can rearrange his schedule, he will be there. She said, let me get back to you. I don't think it was even an hour. She got back to me and she said, Pastor MacArthur is so excited to be with you. Yes, he would love to come. And he did. And he did a phenomenal job at our pastor's breakfast. I thought, I like this guy. I really, really like this guy. Well, congratulations. And again, this is breaking news. LA County, it's the LA County Board of Supervisors. They're the ones that approved the settlement. $800,000 and all charges have been dropped. They won.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.